Tombstone got its name in 1877 after prospector Ed Shefflin discovered rich veins of silver in the area. It was to mark the warning he received when he first ventured into the Arizona desert, that instead of silver, he was only going to find his own tombstone. As people poured into Tombstone, mining camps, gambling houses, saloons, and brothels sprang up overnight. By the early 1880s, the town was booming with almost 10,000 people. Joe Roberts is a local historian.
But the amount of activities that happened here in the short historical time period that was here is very tremendous. I mean, at that time period, this was the fastest growing booming town in any of the other mining towns in the United States. And everybody from San Francisco to New York to Chicago knew all about Tombstone and everything that happened here.
Ben Trawick, another local historian, says at the height of its prosperity, Tombstone was a dangerous place.
The violence occurred on the streets or in front of the buildings or in the bars, gambling houses, stuff like that. I've often said that Tombstone has four magic words. Tombstone, OK Corral, Earp, Holiday. Without those four words of magic, this town would have crumbled into dust and blown away in the desert a long time ago, like all the other old mining towns.
Those words tell an old West tale of the violent frontier. It was a gun battle at the OK Corral, where Wyatt Earp and his friend Doc Holliday confronted a group of local cowboys.
Cowboys who didn't want to give up their guns, who were breaking the law. And you had the law here who were dedicated to imposing that law upon people and making them obey it. So they just come to the point where they had to fight.
That's not, boys.
Doc, let's kill them all.
Finish it.
The gun battle left three cowboys dead and two others seriously injured. It later became known as the gunfight at the OK Corral. A decade after that famous battle, the town of Tombstone saw its fortunes turn. The silver mines flooded and much of the population moved on. But it did not disappear. Today, the historic buildings have been restored and Wild West reenactment attract visitors from around the world.
It's sad to say, you look at all these graves and you realize that these people created history. And it was a time that was great in America, but it's a time that's come and gone and will never come back again.
For producer Yi Su Li, Elaine Liu, VOA News.